This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to The Reality Check with Charles Butler. It is Thursday, July 28th, and we are streaming live here at Genesis Communication Network and on stations around the country. Just wanted to, man, I tell you, I had a great experience last night meeting with a friend of mine, two very dear friends of mine, and here in San Diego, and brought back memories again. So, you know, I had a great opportunity to catch up with friends and family. They're more like family than friends, and it's been interesting. It's been interesting, and you know, it makes me realize that I'm getting older when my friends' kids are driving and staying out until 11, and oh man, you know, smoking cigars with the old man and one of his dear friends. Amazing. God, it was a great evening, and for a number of different reasons, in that we're very like-minded, and when you're Republican or conservative in Southern California, that says a lot. You know, a lot. Speaking of a lot, a lot's being made of Donald Trump's call for the Russians to release Hillary Clinton's emails if they have them. And, you know, hey, I get it. I understand that. That's not an issue for me. And I understand what Donald Trump was saying. He said, hey, you know, if the Russians have them, we'd like to release them. Hillary Clinton deleted 35,000 emails after she got a subpoena. If that's not above the law, I don't know what is. You know, we have a system of government, folks, that's corrupt. It's bankrupt. How does Hillary Clinton get away with destroying emails, government property? And she says, well, you know, it really wasn't government property. It was really my own personal. Everyone knows she's lying. Even Comey said that she deleted government emails. And, you know, you have these wacko Democrats sitting there, and I'm watching CNN, and I can see why CNN is going out of business. You know, these people don't have one modicum of honesty amongst them. Not any honesty. It's just amazing. And they're very proud of that. They're very proud of being corrupt. They're very proud of not telling the truth. And, you know, and then they try to smear Donald Trump. I saw a congressman yesterday say that Donald Trump was treasonous. He's a traitor. I don't know what the definition of treason is, but, well, the definition of treason is Barack Obama refusing to go after ISIS. Barack and Hillary Clinton creating ISIS. Barack Obama pulling American troops out of Afghanistan when he was told that leaving 25,000 troops behind would help maintain order in the country. Treason is Hillary Clinton getting, or the Clinton Foundation getting millions of dollars for selling off our uranium supply. Treason is Hillary Clinton getting donations for favors that she ran through the State Department for the Chinese government and other governments and individuals. That's treason. But that's not, of course, the Democrats' definition of treason, because at the end of the day, they're always right, and they know what's best for America. Nancy Pelosi says that Hillary Clinton's problem is guns, gays, and something else. I can't remember. But I know it was guns, gays, and something else. I'll try to find it. But I couldn't get the clip really to play, and so I don't have the clip with me. But I do have this clip with Donald Trump, and Donald saying, Russia to get these emails.
It's a total deflection. This whole thing with Russia. It is so far-fetched. It's so ridiculous. Honestly, I wish I had that power. I'd love to have that power. But Russia has no respect for our country. And that's why, if it is Russia, nobody even knows, it's probably China. Or it could be somebody sitting in his bed. But it shows how weak we are. It shows how disrespected we are. A total sign, assuming it's Russia or China or one of the major countries and competitors, it's a total sign of disrespect for our country. Putin and the leaders throughout the world have no respect for our country anymore, and they certainly have no respect for our leader. So I know nothing about it. It's one of the most far-fetched I've ever heard. Yes. What do I have to get involved with Putin for? I have nothing to do with Putin. I've never spoken to him. I don't know anything about him other than he will respect me. Russia, if you're listening, I hope you're able to find the 30,000 emails that are missing. I think you will probably be rewarded mightily by our press.
I think that was a great, great speech. And here's why I say that. See, they always take it out of context. They only play the last part. But Trump clearly says up front, you know, I don't know Putin. I wish I had that kind of power to call Putin and tell him to release the emails. He said, but we don't even know if Russia... We don't even know if Russia hacked the emails, but it shows the weakness. They never quote any of that. They only quote the last 5 or 10 seconds. And that's why sometimes, you know, I'll play a clip and it'll run, you know, 30 seconds, 45 seconds a minute. But I try to give you the whole clip in what? I try to give you the whole clips in context so that you understand what's going on. You know, it's just amazing to me. Amazing to me. You know, they even brought out Gabby Giffords. You know, I'm so tired of Gabby Giffords. You know, Gabby Giffords got shot. But nobody ever, and she never talks about the men with guns who subdued the man who shot her. Now, if she had been waiting on the police to show up, she would have probably been shot several more times. But there were, I think, two guys who showed up with guns and subdued the shooter. You know, these are cowards. They want to shoot at people who are not shooting back. And Gabby Giffords says, well, I want to say, Madam President, what you need to say, Gabby, is that I'd like to sit down with my husband and spend time with my husband and reflect on getting well instead of popularity. It's amazing. These people are constantly trying to recycle themselves. Gabby Giffords. I want to say, Madam President. Who cares what you want to say, Gabs? You know, go somewhere, sit down, be quiet. Please. You know, it's amazing how the media tries to dupe us. And they try to dupe us time and time and time again. Speaking of dupe, you know, they try to portray this guy, Tim Kaine, as some kind of Dudley Do-Right. There's nothing Dudley Do-Right about Tim Kaine. You know, Tim Kaine is one of the establishment. He's a greedy guy. And Tim, you know, bless his heart, Tim is, you know, he thinks that speaking Spanish is somehow going to ingratiate him to people that you see, there's so much part of the establishment, see, there's so much part of the elitism that they think that we, the American people, embrace these illegal people. See, the government is still not paying attention to the American people. You know, if you poll blacks, whites, Latinos, they all want these people deported and sent home. And the first thing that Democrats and the media would have us believe is that we want to give them a path to citizenship. I don't talk to anyone who wants to give these illegal people a pathway to citizenship. These people are our enemies. They have invaded our country. They're the real enemies. ISIS, yeah. But we have, do you know that here in California, where I am this morning, a third of the California prison population is illegal Mexicans. A third. They're not illegal Poles. They're not illegal Colombians. They're illegal Mexicans. But Tim Kaine, you know, he speaks the Spanish, and he thinks that somehow we're supposed to believe him. And he tries to out-Trump by saying, believe me. Believe me shouldn't think he's mocking Trump. You know, Trump has them exactly where he wants them. I hope Trump wins in the fall. And, you know, we don't know what Donald Trump really brings, but I know this. I know what Hillary brings, and that is not good for the country. But let's listen to Tim Kaine as he does his Donald Trump impression. Oops, sorry.
Way of saying the same two words every time he makes his biggest, hugest promises. Believe me. It's going to be great. Believe me. We're going to build a wall and make Mexico pay for it. Believe me. We're going to destroy ISIS so fast. Believe me. There's nothing suspicious in my tax returns. Believe me.
Well, what about believing Hillary Clinton? And she didn't delete any emails that that had any government information in them. Or what else did Hillary say? She said, she said that she didn't send or receive any classified emails. Now, you have to understand, people, this is not Charles Butler saying this. This is what Hillary Clinton said. This is what she said to the American people. This is what she said before Congress. You know, Congressman, I don't believe that I sent or received. I don't believe. See, that's her catch to try to get away. I don't believe. So I didn't know. Okay. I didn't know. And then we have Joe Biden. Lord have mercy. Oh, poor Joe. Joe's always trying to play this. I come from a middle class back. Well, you know, the guy lives in a multi-million dollar home. He lives in a very wealthy neighborhood. I know where Joe lives. Anyway, God, that went fast. We'll be back and talk a little bit about the rest of that speech in that session last night, which I thought was very, very, very boring. And most people did around the country. Especially you liberals out there, you're in trouble. And that's a good thing. We need a change. We'll be right back.
Would you like freedom from insurance? Liberty HealthShare has united a community that shares their healthcare costs. And Liberty HealthShare members are exempt from IRS penalties. You choose your doctor and hospital. Your medical provider submits your bill to Liberty HealthShare. Why wait? You do have choices. Use promo code TALK and save $50 when you enroll. Go to libertyhealthshare.com/options. That's libertyhealthshare.com/options.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
At Lumber Liquidators, we're kicking off our summer stackout sale with special deals at every store. Overstock floors, small lots, and more are priced to move. Get unheard of clearance deals at select stores on 2,000 varieties of pre-finished hardwood from just 59 cents. Special buys like durable strand carbonized bamboo. It's just $1.69. North American and European laminate up to 20% off with some deals from just 29 cents. And special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you and get to the summer stackout sale today.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger.
Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facilities safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Welcome back to The Reality Check with Charles Butler. I tell you, Barack Insane Obama gave a less than rousing speech last night. You know, we watched the speech before we went out and smoked cigars because we didn't know whether we would be depressed. You know, Barack always kind of pulls it out of his hat, you know. Someone's calling me this morning, and I didn't cut my phone off, so I don't know who this could be. Oh, it's Fari Hamzi. Sorry, Fari Hamzi. I need Fari to text me, because I think he's going to be on with me this morning. But don't know if, you know, what we're going to talk about, but let me see here. Let me look at, probably have a note from Fari. Now I don't have a note from Fari. I better send him one. But anyway, Barack Obama gave a less than rousing speech last night. I thought his speech was flat. I thought that I thought he was a little off. You know, he didn't really get a lot of sentiments until he started talking about Trump. But, you know, right now we're talking about Gitmo prisoners in Venezuela and other places, how they're going to come up the coast into the country and try to attack us again and take revenge for being in Gitmo. Now, Americans are going to die because of Barack Insane Obama. But this, do you want more of the same thing? I wouldn't be surprised if Barack, if he could, deport these people to other states. I wouldn't be surprised if he just said, you know, well, you know, it's over. We're going to close Gitmo. We're going to bring all of those prisoners to the U.S. Well, Congress said that it won't appropriate the funds, but that hasn't stopped Barack before. He's done what he wanted to do. And he continues to do what he wants to do. It's time to stop. It is time to stop the bleeding. If one of these terrorists kill an American, one of these releasees from Gitmo kills an American, and Congress doesn't have the balls to do this, but Barack Obama needs to be brought up on treasonous charges. I mean, I just talked about several things that I think the president, I didn't even cover that one, that the president's done this treasonous. But nobody, he's done a good job. And they lie. They constantly lie about the economy. They constantly lie about the employment numbers. They constantly lie about the deportation numbers. And for those of you, you know about the employment numbers. You know that unemployment is not 5%. You know that people aren't going to work. You know that. You can look around your neighborhood. You can look at your friends, your family. You know that people are not being employed and that this economy is horrible. You know that. I don't have to tell you that. But let's talk about this thing, deportation. What the Obama administration has done is to start counting people they turn away at the border. How's that deportation? You turn someone away at the border, you're not deporting them. You turn them around. So they count that as a, they are not enforcing law. Why is the Border Patrol endorsing Trump? Why are all of these law enforcement agencies along the border supporting Trump? Why are law enforcement agencies around the country supporting Donald Trump? Ask yourself that question. It's an interesting question. And for those of you who are Obama and Hillary supporters, probably doesn't make you feel very good, because you know they're lying to you again. Cricket, Hillary, and Barack is irrelevant. But he tried to say that Hillary Clinton has been in the room on all these major decisions. And I think we need to listen to that. Hillary Clinton's been in the room in all these major decisions. Yeah, but they've been bad decisions. Decisions to go after Gaddafi, decisions to go after Osama bin Laden, only after they had killed Gaddafi's grandchildren by mistake. And they didn't want that to be the headline news. It was headline news in European papers, of course, but not here in America. Nobody covered it, not even Fox. That's why we've known where bin Laden was for since 2003. We've known where bin Laden was. Hey, look, we'll be right back. We'll come back. We'll be with Tony Heller talking about climate change and the climate change hoax. So stay tuned.
Would you like freedom from insurance? Liberty HealthShare has united a community that shares their healthcare costs. And Liberty HealthShare members are exempt from IRS penalties. You choose your doctor and hospital. Your medical provider submits your bill to Liberty HealthShare. Why wait? You do have choices. Use promo code TALK and save $50 when you enroll. Go to libertyhealthshare.com/options. That's libertyhealthshare.com/options.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Okay, welcome, welcome, welcome back. You know, it's a real privilege and pleasure to have my next guest with me, Mr. Tony Goddard. I'm sorry, Steve Heller, better known as Tony Goddard on his blog. You can go to realscience.com, realscience.com, and read Tony's latest blog.
Yeah. Hey, good morning, Charles. Hello? I'm not getting any audio.
Stand by.
Well, that's why I don't put many videos up. But I listened to the presentation last night, man. It was incredible. But welcome to the show, Tony. How are you?
I'm great, thanks, Charles. Thanks for having me on.
So, did Dr. Bill Gray pass away? You dedicated the presentation to him.
Yeah, Bill was an amazing guy. He was the guy who invented hurricane forecasting. He was probably the top tropical meteorologist in the world. And he had his funding cut off by Al Gore in 1993 because he refused to go along with Gore's scam. And he basically held out his entire life since 1993, self-funded himself, funded his graduate students, funded his secretary, and just refused to ever give in to the scam. Amazing person, a real inspiration for me.
When did he pass away?
He passed away in April. I was riding my bike along the Potomac one day in April, and I got a text, and it was his daughter trying to reach out to me, so I called up and had the opportunity to have a very wonderful last conversation with Bill before he passed away. Mm-hmm. He asked me to carry the torch of his fight against this climate scam, so I'm intent on doing that.
Wow. Amazing.
He was just a really amazing person. As a young man, everyone loved him. He was just a very energetic, very loving, wonderful, unselfish person who worked incredibly hard. Like I said, he invented hurricane forecasting, and all of the modern principles of hurricane forecasting that are still in use were invented by him. And his Colorado State University forecast is still one of the most respected in the world. So mm-hmm. It was a real loss to science, his passing.
You know, I was thinking about you yesterday. I've been thinking about you the last couple of weeks and trying to, find out, just get something that was relevant for us to talk about that was related to, that seems like the only thing that people are dealing with right now, and that is the primaries and the DNC. You know, everybody's talking about the DNC and the RNC as if there was nothing else in the news. You know, we had the six officers that were being tried in Baltimore who all opted for judge trials instead of a jury trial, and they're being exonerated. And so we have a prosecutor who's decided to drop charges against the other four. And but yesterday I heard someone talking about climate change, and I think it was Tim Kaine. And then you had all of these other people who were at the DNC, and I'm riding in the car, and I said, you know what, let me give Tony a call and see what he thinks about what's going on with this climate change minutia that's being pushed by the DNC and all these speakers at DNC.
Yeah, well, so I think that's a really interesting question, Charles. The administration has put a huge amount of effort into building up their whole climate change story over the last 8 years. They've gotten their talking points down really pat. They went and they hired a guy from Australia, John Cook, to make this fake study showing that 97% of scientists believe that climate change is going to cause the death of us all, which is completely fake. There was no truth to it. It was probably the most abusive study, anti-science study ever done. And they've made a huge effort to go out and prosecute climate skeptics, intimidate climate skeptics, like Bill Gray. This has been going on for 25 years since Al Gore became vice president. That they created this scenario where anyone who doesn't go along with their scam, they get their funding cut off, they do everything they can to damage their credibility, they get ostracized in their department. They've pushed this whole thing, and they've organized it extremely well. They spend huge amounts of money generating fake studies, and they've got their talking points. And what I'm concerned about is that when they get into the debates, the moderators, who are always stacked on the Democrat side, are going to hammer Trump with these same talking points. And I hope he's got some good answers for it.
Well, you know what, Tony? What I'm going to do...
Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to send your information to the Trump campaign, if you don't mind.
Oh, that'd be great, because I've got a list of about 15, you know, really easy to memorize talking points, which he can come back at them with, and which can just shut them down. But in past debates, the Democrats have just not, and the Republicans have just not done well because they don't have good talking points. They've come back with, well, yeah, maybe it'll destroy the planet, but we can't afford to do anything about it. You know, which is not a convincing talking point. You can do much better than that. Most important one being that this claim that 97% of scientists believe this is just completely fake. The American Meteorological Society did a survey of their professional members in 2013, and only 52% of them even believed that global warming was primarily man-made, much less dangerous. I mean, they never asked scientists, is global warming dangerous? Is it going to kill us all? Because they would get a really minimal response to that. They just make up this fake story, build it up, and just, you know, every scientist says global warming is going to kill us, and if you don't agree with them, you're a knuckle-dragging anti-science moron.
Yeah.
I'd be happy to send you a list of talking points, too, if you'd like to have that.
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be great, and I'll forward it over to some people in the Trump campaign.
Excellent. I think that could really help out in the debate.
You know, but you know, yesterday they talked about someone at the convention. I was listening to it in the car on the satellite radio, and one of these morons were talking about how we needed to address climate change, and yes, it might even put some people out of work. In fact, I think, you know, I have a clip with Barack Obama saying something to that effect. Let me see if I can find it. Yeah, here it is right here. So the president of the United States has bought into this climate change thing, and he's a big perpetrator. He gave his guy Elon Musk $20 billion to build a battery-powered car. Not taxpayer money, not private sector money. I saw a DeLorean on the road here in San Diego. Now, just think what DeLorean could have done if the government had floated him $1 billion to build DeLoreans. Here we go.
We've got to engage not only young people on college campuses, we've got to reach out to the coal miner who's worried about taking care of his family, the single mom worried about gas prices. Protect our kids and our cops from gun violence. We've got to get the vast majority of Americans, including gun owners who agree on things like background checks, to be just as vocal and just as determined as the gun lobby that blocks change through every funeral that we hold. That is how change happens.
Okay, so we tie climate change, single moms, and gun control together. Interesting combination, don't you think?
Yeah. Well, you know, in 2008, Obama was filmed being interviewed by the San Francisco Chronicle saying that he fully intended to bankrupt the coal industry. Hillary Clinton said the same thing. She said once that she wanted to shut down the West Virginia coal mines and put the miners out of work. And then they come right back and pretend that they never said these things. It has been their intention all along. Do you see Dinesh D'Souza's movie, Hillary's America?
No, I didn't, because I had to leave town the next day. It came out on Friday.
Yeah.
And I had to leave town Saturday morning at 4 o'clock. So, no, to answer your question, no, I did not.
That's a fabulous movie, and he documents how that's been the intent all along, is to take over every sector of the American economy, and particularly the energy industry. So by creating this whole climate scam, and pushing it so hard, that's the idea, to take over control of everything. They want to shut down fracking. They want to shut down coal. They want to shut down every reliable energy source and put the government in control of it.
But did you hear Barack Obama last night declare that the oil industry was prosperous for the first, and it had nothing to do with him. It had to do with those people who took risk and invested in fracking equipment and were out in these fields Shields fracking, not on federal lands, that he barred any fracking or oil manufacturing to happen.
Oh yeah, the drop in, you know, the drop in fuel prices and the boom in the American oil industry happened in spite of Obama, not because of him. Had he been able to control what was going on private land, he would have shut it down.
But he takes credit, and you know, and the media didn't call him out on it. Everybody sits back and they, you know, they go, oh, well, he's so wonderful. He's just great. And so, you know, I'm looking at this clip of Hillary Clinton saying, we're going to put coal miners out of work. And then she, when she was meeting with the coal miners in West Virginia, she was, and this guy quoted what she'd said. She said, I misspoke. No, you didn't hear me right. I misspoke. And we're going to train those people. And as one lady being interviewed said, train us to do what? There are no jobs, so we get trained to do a job that doesn't exist. It's like, do you think we're stupid? I mean, come on. Yeah, we may live in West Virginia, but we're not stupid.
You know, they do this every 4 years. They pretend to be moderates, and then they go right back after the election.
Hey, look, we'll come right back with Mr. Tony Heller, better known as Steve Goddard online. So we'll be back. Talk about it. If you have any questions, call us at 800-259-5791. Questions or comments? 800-295-5791.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Would you like freedom from insurance? Liberty HealthShare has united a community that shares their health care costs. And Liberty HealthShare members are exempt from IRS penalties. You choose your doctor and hospital. Your medical provider submits your bill to Liberty HealthShare. Why wait? You do have choices. Use promo code TALK and save $50 when you enroll. Go to libertyhealthshare.com/option. That's libertyhealthshare.com/options.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Okay, welcome back to the Reality Check with Charles Butler. Here with Tony Heller, talking about Hillary Clinton and her anti-coal slogan. Hillary had this to say back in March of this year.
I'm the only candidate which has a policy about how to bring economic opportunity using clean renewable energy as the key into coal country, because we're going to put a lot of coal miners and coal companies out of business. Right, Tim?
And then she turns around and she says, well, wait a minute. You misinterpreted what I said. I didn't really say what I meant. I didn't mean that. Listen to this.
Next. I don't know how to explain it other than really? What I said was totally out of context from what I meant, because I have been talking about helping coal country for a very long time, and I did put out a plan last summer. And it was a misstatement, because what I was saying is that the way things are going now, we will continue to lose jobs. That's what I meant to say, and I think that that seems to be supported by the facts.
Then Hillary went into her typical pander mode.
I'm going to do everything I can to help, no matter what happens politically. I mean, that is just how I am made. I'm going to do everything I can to help.
Well, I tell you, with help like Click Hillary, you don't need any enemies. Can you believe that, Tony?
Well, I think that's pretty typical for the Clintons, going back to as long as they've been in the public eye.
But I wanted to play, you know, you and I talked about it, but this is Hillary's own words, her own words. And she says, well, you know, I was taken out of context. Sorry. I didn't really mean to say that I was going to put you out of business. But she said, hey, and then she doubled down on it. She said, right, Tim, we're going to put these coal miners in the coal business, you know, we're going to put them out of business, right?
Yeah, it's like that time she told that very detailed story about how she landed in Bosnia under sniper fire, and they had to run the ship, you know, the shelter, and all that went on. Then later on, she said, "Oh, I just misspoke. I didn't really mean what I said." And she does this all the time.
Yeah, and she was getting flowers. She and Chelsea were getting flowers and hugs and kisses, and she was supposed to have landed under fire and had to run for cover. And yeah, she had a whole story. Got busted. Busted, Hillary.
Yeah, So do you have you heard anything about this group up in the Arctic, Polar Ocean, UK? It's a group of sailors on a yacht, and they were going to sail all the way around the Arctic.
Employees out of work.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, yes. They were going to sail all the way around the Arctic this year to prove that the Arctic was running out of ice and the polar bears were all dying.
What do they call polar what?
Us all.
What is it called?
And it was called PolarOceanUK.com. And these guys, they left the UK. They left Bristol, UK, where I used to work in June, and went up to Murmansk, Russia, and stayed there for a few weeks. And they didn't leave Murmansk for a long time because the Northeast Passage is completely blocked with ice this year. It's funny, they left and they were heading up there. Now they're caught in this, you know, terrible winds and extreme cold, and they're blogging about how cold and miserable it is. And there's still 500 miles of just impenetrable, like 1 to 2 meter thick ice in the Northeast Passage. They have absolutely no chance of getting through there this year. It's been very cloudy. The wind is blowing the ice on shore where it's piled up. It's been very cold, and they're not going to get through. And now they're getting very frustrated and reading their blogs, and they're at each other's throats. Sounds to me like they're drinking. And at some point, they're just going to turn around and go back. It'll be interesting to see what sort of spin they come up with, because their trip's a complete disaster. They'll never make it 1 inch through the Arctic, much less all the way around like they planned. And that's really
what's happening.
Yeah, sorry, go on.
Remember about 3 or 4 years ago when this group of scientists went down to the South Pole and they said the ice had melted and they took their families down and they were going to have you take pictures and have a great trip, and then they got caught in the ice and they sent in a Chinese icebreaker. It couldn't get to them. They sent in a Russian icebreaker. It couldn't get to them. So finally an American icebreaker went down and saved them. And they told the lie that they had their staff with them, and you could clearly see that there were children and women aboard this ship. And it was their families, right?
Yeah, and those sailors who went and rescued them had to, risk their own lives to get these idiots out. And that same summer in 2013, a group of rowers tried to row their way through the Northwest Passage. Same thing. They were approved global warming. They ended up nearly getting killed. They got stuck in the ice, had to abandon their boat. That's the same story.
Tony, send me that information. Okay. Mr. Tony Heller, folks.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.